Hello, Subic County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on February 8th, the 21st day of the general session of the 67th legislature. Today was the last day for third reading on bills in the House of Origin. House Bill 188, Wolf Depredation Compensation. This bill restored a program for livestock producers who experience wolf depredation on their animals in Wyoming's predator zone. Producers could seek compensation from a fund administered by the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. This program would be available for 3 years. This bill passed the House. I drafted this bill and supported it. House Bill 222, Colorado River Advisory Committee. This was my bill, and it passed the House on third reading without amendments. This past summer, after reservoirs on the Colorado River reached historic lows, the director of the Bureau of Reclamation told a congressional committee that the Colorado River Basin states needed to find 2 to 4 million acre feet of water savings to protect the levels at Lake Powell and Lake Mead. The federal government is beginning a NEPA analysis of the potential actions. This permanent advisory committee helps give a voice and a seat at the decision-making table for Wyoming's water users on any actions that the federal or state governments may consider with respect to the Colorado River. House Bill 152, Life as a Human Right Act, passed today on third reading. This bill would ban all abortions in Wyoming except in cases of death or severe injury risks to the mother. Last year, the legislature passed the abortion trigger ban, which effectively bans abortion in Wyoming with some exceptions. I supported that bill, and that law is currently working through the courts. House Bill 152 aims to address some of the questions the courts have raised. House floor debate has focused on various provisions of the bill and whether or not they are constitutional. Several significant constitutional concerns arose, including a separation of powers issue between the legislative and judicial branches by authorizing legislators to intervene in court challenges against the law. Another concern is the reliance on the religious clauses of our state constitution to ban abortion. This bill would repeal the existing trigger ban, and I worry Senate File 152 is an easy target in the courts. I voted against Senate File 152 because I believe the existing abortion ban we passed last session is more defensible in court. House Joint Resolution 2, Constitutional Amendment Residential Property Class. There was one amendment on third reading that heard significant debate, and it would have added a maximum valuation cap to new residential subclasses. Opponents of this amendment argued it would create an equability issue with other property subclasses, and a cap would be too prescriptive to be codified in the Constitution. I supported the amendment, but it failed. While the joint resolution received a majority of votes, it failed to get the two-thirds majority vote that a constitutional amendment requires to pass the House. The resolution failed on third reading. This was my bill and my attempt to bring long-term residential property tax relief. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.